Hi, it's Mark here. It's McCogan and Audioboo, and this is my audio for day 3 of February 2014. Topic today is, where would you like to work, or which country would you like to work in? I have to say that I'm retired now, so no. If I were to wish to work in a country other than Scotland, and I do love Scotland, and there are parts of Scotland that I'd be happy to move to and work there. But there's two countries. I'm going to cheat a wee bit and say there's two countries that I'd love to go and work in. But both have common reasons or common traits that attract me to them. First is Ireland. Having holidayed in Ireland on three occasions now, I would be more than happy to go back over there, particularly in Killarney, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous area. The most mountainous area in Ireland. Also, in my mind, one of the most scenic areas in Ireland, but not just that. It has a lot going for it, Killarney, the county of Killarney and the town of Killarney. Wonderful place. But that's the area I'd like to work in. But the reason that I really like to work there is because of the whole attitude that the Irish people have. They are so people and family orientated. It's just amazing, if you've never been, to be treated not as a stranger, as a visitor, but just as one other person in the town, wherever you are, in the pub, in the tea room, in the shops, doesn't matter. They're just so wonderful. I don't think that's proper English, so wonderful people, is it? Doesn't matter. They are wonderful people. They have a great philosophy in life of loving each other and just being so friendly, so nice, can't do enough for you. Their whole attitude to life, not just that, their attitude to family. Over in Ireland, you could go into a pub in Ireland and there'd be children there. Those children would be welcomed, but they would be so well behaved, not like in our country where children tend to run around the tables and generally create mayhem. And all the times we've followed in Ireland, never ever seen or heard that once. It's a family orientated country, and that family extends to anyone else who becomes part of that family, even if it's just for a week or 2 weeks holiday. I just love the place and I love the people, and I think that's the whole thing. As I've mentioned so many times in life, it's about the whole package, and the whole package of Ireland to me is so attractive. And going over there to work would just be so wonderful. My wife feels exactly the same about Ireland, by the way, so it's not just about work, but certainly a place I would go to very happily to go back. And the other place, this is the cheating part, is Australia. Australia. Ian Cath, sorry for that terrible pronunciation. And my wife's brother has been over there for over 30 years now. How many families? Your family's got family in. He stays in a gorgeous wee place called Kiama, about 2 hours south of Sydney. He used to stay in a place called Shell Harbour. And he has family in Perth, and he has family up in Mackay. And when we were over for a month's holiday a good number of years ago, it was almost like being in an extremely sunny island. Sunny and warm, that is. But with lots of other really nice, cool things, like scuba diving at the Great Barrier Reef. But the people in, as we found them in Australia, were exactly the same. And my wife's brother's been over for 30 odd years, and he says it's just the same as Ireland. The people are just so friendly. We found that you become part of their immediate family or their extended family if they're talking with you, serving you a beer. It doesn't matter what you're doing. And I noticed that in the workplace over there, because when we were over, I was eyeing up, coincidentally at that time, to move over there and work for a good number of years before retiring back home to Scotland. That didn't come about, but for reasons that nothing to do with Australia itself. Basically down to family back home, my wife's family back home at the time. You know, these things happen. But I just found it such a wonderful place. It didn't matter where you went, who you spoke to. Life was just so laid back, so easy. In Australia, you know, similar to Ireland in a way, also with, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, take your time. Just relax. We'll get there. Don't worry about it. And I just loved the whole thing. It was just a wonderful place. And the people, again, so wonderful and friendly. The big benefit over being in Australia would be the beautiful coastlines and bays and beaches and surfing and hot sun. And yes, bushfires, which happen in the spur of the moment. Just you could be driving along a road and one would just kick off in front of you. Part of life and living in Australia is to live with that heat. But I just think it's such a wonderful, wonderful country. The whole package, once again, back to that wonderful package of people and their ways, as it were. How people can be so friendly to everyone that they come across doesn't happen in this country. Many of you live in this country will know that. I've found this in so many countries, that people are more welcome in other countries than they are in our own country. And I mean, I'm still a tourist if I go to England. And I just find it not treated. I'm not saying everybody's like that in this country, but it's we have a lot to learn from some of these nations, to be honest. So that's my double-barreled choice of workplaces, is Ireland and Australia. It'll never happen, but if I could have wound the clock back many, many years when the family was young and smaller, I dearly wished I had went to Australia, and as they grew up, I dearly wished I had went to Ireland. I suspect if I'd went to Ireland, I may actually still be in Ireland, because it's similar to Scotland in a way. Yes, it's missing a lot of things, but you can put that to the side if everyone, or virtually everyone you speak to, is just so damn nice. It's great. So that's my choices. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.